Hello, welcome back. Final segment of the Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, ask him if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There is also an option for pending. I am Alex, by the way. Thank you for joining us. Michigan football, very good this year, Steve. They continued to prove that against Michigan State last week. An impressive win. They held the Spartans under 100 yards in the game. Who cares who their quarterback is if they play defense like that? But the real news came before the game when a couple Michigan players were warming up, and for some reason, Michigan State locked arms as a team and spanned the entire field and walked all 100 yards. And when they encountered the Michigan players, they just kind of walked through them, knocked out one of their headphones, clotheslined another one. That led Devin Bush to take chunks out of the middle of the field before kickoff. I'm sure you saw him kicking the ground. Generally, each team has one side of the field to warm up, and we see it all the time at Duck games. So Michigan State walking the whole field arms locked, Jim Harbaugh called it Bush League. D'Antonio called Harbaugh's comments BS. So the prospectus, Michigan State's pregame antics were Bush League.
What did they think was going to happen under those circumstances?
Yeah, apparently D'Antonio was actually walking behind line the whole time, just kind of smiling.
With what I would call an SEG. Eating grin.
Yes.
Michigan State is Bush League. Buy it.
Ooh, I like that. That's a statement. We've seen bad starts to NBA seasons, and then we've seen what's going on with the Lakers right now. On pace to not win a game this year, Steve. Just did the on pace guy thing. All right, they're 0-3, but they haven't really looked good. Losses to Portland, Houston, and San Antonio. Now, those are all playoff teams, but they're averaging giving up 132 points per game in those losses. And it has been the LeBron James show and not much else. And you can add to that the brawl against the Rockets, which cost them Rondo and Ingram for a few games. Many are saying the Lake Show is in trouble, but CBS Sports Power Rankings still has the Lakers the 11th best team in the league. So which is it? The prospectus, the Lakers are still essentially a top 10 NBA team.
Well, not right now. They're winless. I've actually done some research, and this is a topic I want to discuss in Sports Talk. But right now, I can't call them top 10. I mean, maybe top 20 based on they played close games, so I'm going to sell that.
Hashtag Fire Luke has been a thing already this season because the Lakers haven't been good, so Lakers fans aren't happy. Sportsbooks is actually taking odds on which NBA coach will be fired first this year, so put your money down on sadness and devastation of other human beings, ladies and gentlemen. Go right ahead. Terry Stotts and Tyronn Lue are 12-1 odds. Billy Donovan 15-2. But of course, Luke Walton leads the way at 7-4. You may remember that the Suns fired Earl Watson after an 0-3 start last season, which was the second fastest firing in NBA history. So the prospectus, Luke Walton's job is in jeopardy already in LA.
There's just no way. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Sell it.
The Blazers, as I mentioned, beat the Lakers in that season opener, followed it with a win over the Spurs, then a loss to the Wizards in their third game. The usual suspects have been great. Dame averages 29-7-5, CJ 19 per game, Nurkic 17 points, 12 boards. But the bench has been the revelation. Nick Stauskas is shooting 53% from three. Zach Collins has been a beast. Evan Turner coming off the bench has been much better than as a starter. He's kind of terrible at basketball. But you know, we're three games in, and sports are always a numbers game, so you will be exposed as a fraud at some point if you're a fraud. But again, we have a Portland team nobody expecting anything from, looking pretty good. So the prospectus, the Blazers are legit.
By the way, Nick Stauskas thinks Michigan State is Bush League for sure. Mm-hmm. The Blazers are legit. Yeah, I think this is maybe as definitive of a pending as I could possibly give.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
We finally have an answer to one of the biggest questions in the NBA in the last few decades. So former commish David Stern asked about why he nixed the Chris Paul to Lakers trade back in the day. In an interview with Sports Illustrated, said it was because the then Hornets GM Dell Demps is a lousy general manager. He said he didn't do it to hurt the Lakers. He did it to protect the Hornets because they were going to sell a future Hall of Famer for Kevin Martin and Luis Scola, and that was a ridiculous trade. So
wow.
Instead, he went to the Clippers for Eric Gordon. Burden, Chris Kaman, Al-Farouq Aminu, and the 10th pick in the draft. Much better for the Hornets. But he absolutely admitted that he stepped in and nixed the trade, which is something that basically never happens. And if a GM sucks, then that's kind of the franchise's problem, right? Not the Lakers. So the prospectus, Stern's rationale excuses stepping in to nix that Chris Paul trade.
Wow. It's really, you know, the Bowie Kuhn once nixed a sale of a couple of players. I think Joe Rudy was one to the Yankees because it was just not in the best interest of the game. That's different than the best interest of a franchise. I mean, if you have an idiot for a general manager and you're a better one and you could hijack him, I don't think that's on the commissioner at all. I'm not buying this. Sell all that. Sell David Stern.
Twice. Double sell. Well, the Raiders continue to give away all of their good players. Yesterday, trading Amari Cooper to the Cowboys for a first-round pick. Oakland now has 5 first-rounders in the next 2 seasons. Perhaps they can use them to draft an elite pass rusher or wide receiver. So who got the better of the deal? Many saying Oakland because the value of a first-round pick, but Cooper himself was a high first-rounder while he struggled on a horrible offense this season. He's a 2-time Pro Bowler, only 24 years old. He has a lot of years left in that body and a lot of talent when motivated. So the prospectus, Oakland got the better of Dallas in this trade by getting that first-round pick.
I'm going to need to see a few games. So I'm going for the first time ever with a double pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
I should put this on my resume that I got you to do a double pending. Ducks, Wildcats, a very big line. Oregon, a 9.5-point favorite. Arizona is, of course, struggling this year thanks to a banged up and underperforming Khalil Tate, Sports Illustrated jinx, ladies and gentlemen. Da-da-da. But their losses, with the exception of the Houston and Utah losses, which were very ugly, have been close. 4 points to BYU, 4 points to USC, 1 point to UCLA. Their wins have also been unimpressive, no other word for it. Oregon State, Southern Utah, and Cal. But they're still capable. J.J. Taylor has rushed for 817 yards and 4 scores this year. Their running game is really good. Rhett Rodd looked decent against UCLA last week. And 9.5 is a fairly large line. So the prospectus, Oregon covers the 9.5 against Arizona.
By the way, on the depth chart, Khalil Tate is listed as the starter. And we're going to have Michael Lev of the Arizona Daily Star on tomorrow, so we'll get a little bit of an update.
Basically, they got to prepare for both of them this week.
Yeah, and the problem with Arizona might not necessarily be their offense. I mean, their defense gave up 45 points at Houston, 42 points to Utah. So, you know, those more mobile quarterbacks who are dual threat and more have given them some problems. But going down there and covering a 10-point spread.
And Oregon has been very good against the run, which is clearly what Arizona tries to do most
of
the time.
Yeah, that's you saw, although Brandon McIlwain seemed to run the ball relatively effectively. Mm-hmm. So I got to pick Oregon right now. You're going to make me pick the
9.5. Do they cover the spread?
Sure, why not? With conviction, none, he says. All right.
It's better than asking you to pick the winner like I have in the last couple of weeks.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.